ahead and ask you about the Violence Against Women Act, which was on my list anyway, but where are we with that, and what are your convictions about it? What do you hope to will come out of this session?
Well, the Violence Against Women Act is a piece of legislation that is unfinished business from last legislative session. It's always been an uncontroversial piece of legislation where Democrats and Republicans have always come together to get it passed. Last Congress, we were real frustrated, and I was real frustrated, that the Senate was able to pass a bill. I believe only 38 or 31 senators voted against it. So we saw a huge majority of senators support the bill, but Speaker Boehner and Eric Cantor in the Republican-led House didn't allow us to vote on the bill, and they were hiding behind provisions that they said didn't pass constitutional muster, the same provisions that the United States Senate had passed recently. So I'm hopeful that the Republicans in the House are listening to their constituents, the women around the United States, that are demanding that this piece of legislation, the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, get passed. I'm working tirelessly on this. It's an important piece of legislation for New Mexico. An important provision that's in there is additional protections for Native American women, which Republicans have said that they don't want included in the legislation, which concerns me immensely. And that's one of the areas that I'm pushing aggressively and working with tribal leaders around the United States to make sure that we're able to keep those provisions included. In addition to those for gay, bisexual, or transgendered women as well, that our Republican colleagues don't want those protections specifically included. And that's something else that we have to fight for. Every woman should be able to get those protections, especially when we talk about the fact that I think it's 1 in 5 women are raped in their lifetime. 1 in 4 have sadly experienced that violence that should not be taking place. And they deserve every protection in the law that we can get them. So I'm hopeful that we can get something passed. But again, it's up to Speaker Boehner and Eric Cantor to let us vote on that bill. I really believe if they let us vote on it, it'll pass. They just need to let it come to the floor.
And on the issue then of...